The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks, welcome to Thursday. You know what Thursday means. It means that in hour two, we kick it off with an Ask Metaxas segment. You bring the questions. I bring some answers. I've got all the answers, but I don't want to share them all the time and seem like a know-it-all. So I'm going to pretend to struggle with some of your difficult questions. So that's in hour two today. We're also speaking with our friends, the Talbots. We've got our business segment. We've got a lot of stuff coming up. But the most exciting thing of all, oh, yes, right now, John Smirek. John, welcome.
Hey, Eric. I've got two beagles here on my left hand. I'm fending off, keeping out of the camera frame.
Well, that's assumed. It's important to have beagles when you're doing radio. It's important to have beagles to distract you, you know, you come across as natural. See, now, if there are people watching this, I tell everyone you should go to my website. You should sign up for the newsletter because you'll see the video. What you just did, John, with that sweet beagle was so cute. I'm filled up with endorphins. That was the most beautiful thing ever.
I once ruined a segment of the Steve Dace Show because I was talking very seriously about the Supreme Court. And apropos of nothing, a beagle jumps on top of me and I hold her in my arms and continue as if nothing had happened through the whole rest of the show.
Of course, Steve Dace has a radio show also, so it doesn't matter, right? Some people will see it.
But... No, this was video, yeah. Blaze TV. So last time you and I talked, we just found out about the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And in the new America that's in the wake of that, I shaved the beard that I had grown to protest Roe v. Wade. No, I shaved it because it's 180 degrees.
You put the beard in a coffin and is it on your desk?
No, I mailed it all to Nancy Pelosi.
oh my God.
So we do live in a different America. What we have to realize is it's also a little bit scarier America, just the way I've got a piece at stream.org called "The Pro-Choice Arguments Are Dead. Now We See the Demons."
John, hang on. I saw that you wrote that article, and before, I'm glad you wrote it because that was precisely what I have been thinking. It has never been clearer ever. If you want to really see what is going on, but you, of course, wrote an article about this, but I've been thinking about this incessantly, how it's become so clear. So go ahead. It's at stream.org.
Yes. Thank you. If I sat down, I spent most of Friday reading Samuel Alito's majority opinion, first the summary and then the whole thing. And then I tried to read Roberts' concurrence, but I was so bored. I wanted to pull my own head off and kick it down the field like a soccer ball. Then I read Clarence Thomas's concurrence, which was great. But what you learn from reading it is there are no arguments for abortion being protected in the Constitution. What's more, there never were. Roe v. Wade was garbage, just total garbage.
John, I'm sorry I'm always interrupting, but I want to underscore, you're saying important things, and I want to underscore this for folks so they get it. This is very important, folks, that you understand this, okay? Even if you're pro-abortion, okay, you could be pro-abortion. That's fine. It's a free country. You could believe whatever you want, but you have to understand what John just said and what Alito makes clear is that in the Constitution, there is no place that the founders imply that there is such a thing as a right to abortion. We need to be clear about what the ruling was. Yeah. That's what the ruling was. There is nothing in the Constitution. So for 49 years, we have been living under a ruling from the Supreme Court in 1973 that John just described correctly as garbage, fiction. What could be more evil than a Supreme Court creating something, fiction, that is not in the Constitution and forcing Americans to abide by this ersatz law? It's the strangest thing in the world. I just want to be clear on what we're discussing.
So if you read Alito's reasoning, he shows how Roe v. Wade was horrendously badly decided, that the justices in that court were acting as if they were state legislators drawing up a bill that they had been voted in to draft, that they didn't even bother to offer any real constitutional support for it. All they did was say, well, there might be some support in the 14th. There might be some support in this one. There might be. They laid out a bunch of amendments where you might be able to read it between the lines. They, in no case did they make an argument, a compelling argument, that the text of the Constitution supported abortion. And then again, in Casey v. Planned Parenthood v. Casey in 1993, it was even worse. The justices there said, basically, Roe was probably wrong. We're not even going to defend it. But for the sake of continuity, and because women have come to count on this, and for the sake of the prestige of the court, we're going to uphold it. But maybe it's the liberty mentioned in the 14th Amendment.
So, yeah, what year was this, ticket. What you're discussing now? What year
93.
Was
93.
Okay, so again, let's review, folks. They're gutless. They admit, sort of, that, yeah, Roe v. Wade is made up. And I think I want people to understand, John, how extraordinary that is, because the Supreme Court has one job. It's to interpret the Constitution. In 73, they misinterpret the Constitution deliberately, which is an amazing thing. It's a usurpation of power.
Yeah, it's a coup d'etat by five lawyers, as Justice Scalia once said, that the Democrats gave up on amending the Constitution the old-fashioned way, like the Equal Rights Amendment, because it's hard and they'll fail. So they just decided to have the Supreme Court do it and be like a sitting constitutional convention, five guys ruling the country by decree. If you're not comfortable with that, you should be happy with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, regardless of how you feel about killing children for sexual convenience. Even if you're for that, you should be happy that five guys are not running the country like it's a mafia family and just voting in private in a room and then deciding. So because there are no arguments really against Alito's position, you're not hearing it. You're not hearing anybody in the Senate, anybody in the House, anybody on TV picking apart the legal reasoning of Samuel Alito, pointing out where he got the scholarship wrong when he showed that abortion was not a fundamental right according to the constitutional test because it has no history before 1973. So you can't look at the 14th Amendment and read abortion into it, because the only time you can do that with the 14th Amendment is with liberties that have had a long tradition in our society, like the right to vote, like the right to freely assemble, like the other stuff in the Constitution. If there's no history of it, you can't just read it in. And because abortion involves killing someone, the standard is even higher than it is for other things like gay marriage, where the court does make stuff up. But Alito said, well, we're not going to look at the other stuff they made up. We're going to just look at this one because this one involves killing people. So there are no arguments that abortion is protected by the Constitution. They don't exist. The left's not even making them anymore. This is the moment in the exorcism when the demon stops trying to be clever and have theological arguments with the priest who's trying to drive it out. This is the moment in the exorcism when the demon starts spitting blood, spinning the head around, and trying to strangle the priest. And that is what we're seeing. We're seeing dozens of attacks on pro-life pregnancy centers, a church, historic church in West Virginia, burned to the ground, this 150-year-old Catholic church. We're seeing attacks on Christians, attacks on the street, the addresses of the Supreme Court justices posted on Reddit and Instagram.
We have to go to break, John. I'm sorry. Folks, I hope you're tracking. This is very important. We'll be right back with John Smirak. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top of Chesapeake Bay. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Folks, welcome back. Talking to John Smirak about Roe v. Wade. I want to remind you, today is Thursday. Tomorrow, I'm airing my conversation with Michael Pack, who has made a spectacular documentary about Justice Clarence Thomas. It's called Created Equal. It aired on PBS, which is a miracle. It's available widely. And there's a new book out now that gives you everything they couldn't put in the film, Created Equal, which deals with a lot of these things. Now, John, what you're saying is so important, and my instinct always when you say these things is I want to stop you and make sure people are getting this. This is a big deal. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear what John just said? John said that there are no arguments against what Alito wrote in his opinion. Think of that. There are no legal arguments, and the way you know that is because no one is debating legally what it is that he said. What they're saying, in effect, is we're not going to debate. We're not going to argue. We're not going to admit we have no arguments, but we're going to show it to you by not arguing. And we're just going to come after you. We're going to use terror. We're going to use threats. We're going to do anything we can because we want to win. We don't care about truth. We don't care about the American law. We want to win. We want babies to die. Somehow, we're so convinced that this is a vital part of being alive, being able to kill your children, that we really don't care how we achieve it. That tells you everything about who you're dealing with.
I want to remind people, and I've written about this at stream.org, the first thinker since like AD 300, when Rome converted to Christianity, the first thinker to suggest that abortion was justified was the Marquis de Sade. And his arguments, in the midst of all his pornographic fantasies about child molesting and incest and torture and murder, which he wrote in prison when he was in prison for torturing prostitutes, his reflections on this were simply as crude as this: nature doesn't even want you to reproduce. Now, that's funny. You could have fooled me. Biology seems to want people to reproduce. Certainly, that's what Darwin said. We live in order to reproduce ourselves. But de Sade said, no, nature doesn't want us to reproduce. We have the absolute rights over anything that comes out of our body. A fetus is like, it's like a turd or fingernail clippings or menstrual blood. It's your product. You can do whatever you want with it. And it's important that women be able to do that so that they can walk away from sex the way men can walk away from sex. So in order to make women equal to men, equally promiscuous, we have to legalize abortion. And unborn babies are no more than poop. Those are the Marquis de Sade's grand total of two arguments. Simone de Beauvoir and Jean-Paul Sartre picked up those arguments and popularized them, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg was citing them in her legal opinions. The only arguments for abortion, really, are those of the Marquis de Sade.
Okay, again, you're not going to hear this stuff other places. I don't know why. I mean, I sort of know why. But please, folks, share these things. Share these videos. Obviously, if you have my newsletter, if you get my newsletter every week, we send out these videos. But this is vital that we understand the rudiments of the situation. These are the rudiments of the situation, that there is no actual argument. There never was. And that you have to go to somebody like Marquis de Sade. And again, John, you've shared this on the program. Marquis de Sade was one of the most evil human beings who've ever existed. The idea that some people think like, oh, it's sort of sexy or it's it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is as evil as anything you have ever seen. We're talking about the torture and killing of
children,
of innocent people. I mean, things that I wouldn't even talk about on this program, frankly. When you right. look into it, it's way more horrifying.
It's serial killer stuff.
Yeah,
it's porn for serial killers.
Precisely.
The origin of the pro-choice position. And now that the legal fiction that the Rube Bader Goldberg constructions of gim crack duct tape and gorilla glue pasted together garbage of Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey, Alito just looked at it like an Italian stonemason and said, what is this crap? And smashed it. Nobody is even trying to glue that crap back together. They're just saying, okay, we're going to smash your face. We're going to burn your churches. To which the answer is, try it. See what happens. If the police won't protect us, we need 1,000 or 10,000 Kyle Rittenhouses to protect our churches and our pro-life pregnancy centers. It may be that the Biden administration just says, we're not going to protect you because we don't agree with you and you live in un-America. This is post-America. This is a narco-tyranny. We do whatever we want. We're the woke fascists. Deal with it. In which case, we'll have to use force ourselves. And I'm ready to do that. My slogan for Christians is fight fire with napalm.
I mean, look, there are a lot of people that they just can't fathom that we are where we are. And it's why I feel a compulsion to talk about it, because I think people need to understand if you don't know where we are in this culture right now, if you don't stand up and push back against it, you're part of the problem, folks.
Yeah.
I want to be very blunt. There are many pastors that will never speak about these things. They could be nice people. They could be good people. They don't want to worship the devil. They don't believe in abortion, but they are participating in evil. And I mean, we know this, the famous quote, I don't believe Bonhoeffer said it, but it's attributed to him. Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. God will not hold us guiltless. That is a warning that don't think that you can get out of this by being neutral. If you think you're neutral, you're like Sweden. I'm sorry, you're like Switzerland in World War II. You are a coward. You are guilty as sin if you think that you can be neutral when babies are being killed and when people like the pregnancy centers that advocate for women, try to help women do the right thing sacrificially. They help them. These places are being targeted. If you don't speak up, if you don't understand this, you've become part of the problem. And there are many Christian leaders today, they refuse to address this.
The most revolting thing was the day after Roe v. Wade, you had these principled Christian leaders, and I'm not going to name them out of pity, running around saying, now is not the time to gloat. We're happy, but this is not the time to spike the football because a lot of people are hurting over this. I mean, would these people have said that the day after the Normandy invasion? Now, let's not gloat. There were a lot of people who support the Germans, and we don't want to hurt their feelings. That is how bad this is. And you still have people like David French and various people at National Review, and I'm afraid our friend Rod Dreher, not giving Donald Trump credit for this, still saying Donald Trump wasn't worth it.
Isn't this amazing? John, what could be more amazing than that? I mean, I'm glad you brought that up, because I have many times said that, listen, I don't care if you hate Donald Trump, but let's just be logical. This man said he would put pro-originalists on the Supreme Court. He even went further. He even said what none of the Republicans had ever dared to say in the past. People who wanted to overturn Roe v. Wade, those kinds of justices, that those are the people he would bring. So tons of people said, oh, Trump's a New York liberal. He'll never do that. He'll say anything. He's a liar, blah, 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 blah. They had a point. We didn't know.
I thought that.
Right.
I voted for him very reluctantly because I thought, well, if George Bush screwed us and Ronald Reagan accidentally screwed us, I really think Donald Trump's not going to. And I was wrong. And I'm so happy to be wrong.
Exactly.
You should be happy when you're wrong about something like that.
So the fact is,
proud
Trump
that you have
did what he said he was going to do. He said he did, was going to do. And because of Trump, ladies and gentlemen, do the math. This is math. Because of Trump, abortion on demand in 50 states no longer exists in America. It's because of Donald Trump's courage. Or you could simply say it's because of his character that he did what he said he was going to do.
And
that is
specific,
a character trait.
But let's be specific, okay? We would be one justice short if the president had been anybody but Donald Trump and maybe Ron DeSantis. When they did that nonsense with Brett Kavanaugh, you know the Bush administration would have withdrawn him. You know, maybe the Reagan administration would have withdrawn him. Only
John,
Donald Trump, who has been barging into parties and like grabbing the meat plate, only somebody like that, who could be plausibly accused of wanting to watch the Guerrilla Channel, even though it wasn't true, it was plausible that Trump wanted the Guerrilla Channel. Only a guy like that is going to stand up when they cook up a fake rape charge and get it raped.
We're gonna follow up. We're going to a break. But folks, what John just said, I've said this in the past, it's exactly true. No one else would have stood up for Kavanaugh. Roe v. Wade would have not been overturned. You got to deal with that. We'll be right back. Hey there, folks. Eric Metaxas here. As you know, our friend, and he's a real friend, Mike Lindell, has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. But he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. My Slippers, they're unbelievable. I know all about them. But I got to tell you, for a limited time, you will save $90 on each pair of My Slippers. They're expensive. You can save $90. This blowout sale of the year won't last. Order now. He's taken over 2 years to develop them. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and out all day long, made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code ERIC. The offer will not last long, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. 800-978-3057. Welcome back. Talking to John Zmirak. Zmirak, I tell you, starts with a Z, then there's an M. Z-M-I-R-A-K. Yes, it's a name. It's a surname, Zmirak. Z-M-I-R-A-K. John Zmirak, you were just making the point, which I've made in the past. If it were not for Donald Trump, Roe v. Wade would have not been overturned. If it were not for Donald Trump, Kavanaugh would not have made it through the nonsense, the evil lies that they put up against him.
He would have been forced to withdraw his nomination, even though these were totally unsupported lies. They would have said, well, it's good. It's the good of the country. That's what the Republican establishment, the rhinos, the so-called moderates, that's what they exist for. They are surrender monkeys. It is their job when the Democrats start cheating at basketball to lose gracefully to the Globetrotters, like the Washington Generals used to. It is the job of Republicans like George Bush and McCain and Romney and Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. Their job is to turn over our institutions and our power and our wealth and our country to our enemies in a gracious way. They are the Vichy government that Hitler put in charge of France. They are there to pretend to represent us and pretend to protect us, while in fact enforcing the Nazis' will on us and making us feel like they're on our side. So that's why I call them Vichycons. That's why I call the writer David Vichy French, and he really doesn't like that, I've reliably informed.
Well, listen, John, I mean, I think everything you're saying, and one of the reasons it's always such a joy to have you on, is like, I'm trying to help my audience really understand what we're talking about. This is not about we believe this and we want to advocate for our position. We believe in truth. We believe in what's right. And if we're wrong, we're happy to be wrong. Just like you said, I was wrong about Donald Trump. I didn't think he'd follow through on his promises to appoint Supreme Court justices who were originalists, who believe in the Constitution. He actually did. And you're happy to be wrong. I'm the same way. I say, like, if I'm wrong, I'm very happy to be wrong. I only, you know, you I can't claim to be a Christian and be anywhere except on the side of truth. Whatever is true, I'm supposed to be for that. And so if it's true that Donald Trump is a coward and that he says one thing and does another, whatever, I have to say, oh, well, okay, I got that wrong. We simply have to be clear. But when we get something right, let's be clear. Donald Trump did what he said he was going to do. And people who don't like him or they have issues with him, I just want to say, we have not had a public policy victory like this for conservatives, for pro-life, social conservatives, for people of faith, Christians and Jews who believe in the God of the Bible, who believe in life. We have not had a victory like this since Ronald Reagan and Lady Thatcher and the great John Paul II brought down the Soviet Union. Ladies and gentlemen, this is epical. This is the kind of thing that happens every half century. This is a gigantic achievement, and we have to do the math. It leads to Donald Trump being a man, are you ready, of character. He said he's going to do this. He did this because he did what he said he was going to do. Roe v. Wade was overturned. How can people who didn't really like Trump avoid that? I really don't understand.
The same way people who didn't really like the Maccabees can toddle off to the Greek gymnasium and pinch a little incense in front of a Greek god, because the Maccabees are too rough around the edges and they make such a scene, and really they're ruining our whole Hellenized thing. And I really like these baths.
Have you written about the Maccabees? A lot of people aren't going to get that reference, and I mean I barely do. But have you written about that?
No, but I will now. The Maccabees were the Jews who overthrew the Hellenistic kingdom that had taken over Judea and was imposing gradually Greek paganism, naked wrestling, gymnasiums, bathhouses onto the Greek people, and ultimately put pagan gods in the Jewish temple. The Maccabees were the military revolutionary movement that overthrew them. It's in the Catholic Bible. It didn't make it into the Protestant Bible.
Wait a minute. Sure, it's in the Catholic Bible, but it's not in the Catholic canon.
It is. Our canon has 11 books. Yours doesn't. Trust me on this, Eric.
No. It's in the volume, but it's in a separate section.
Not for us. That's your Bible. The Catholic Bible, it's just part of it.
But it wasn't, but the Council of Nicaea.
Yeah, it was. It was included at the Council of Nicaea. Luther later took that and some other books out.
Wait a minute. We don't have time to get into this now, but I'm
what you're remembering is that there are no Hebrew manuscripts of those 11 books. That was the argument against them, is that they were written maybe originally in Greek. They were later. But they were considered canonical in the church until the Reformation.
They were considered inspired by the Holy Spirit in the same way that the Gospels are inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. We can have this debate another time.
I rarely am astonished by something, but you are usually the person that astonishes me. We're going to have to look into that. That's extraordinary. I'm glad I followed this rabbit trail. Well, we're going to go to a break, folks. Please do your homework. Go to stream.org, find John Zmirak's articles, share them with your friends and enemies. It's important we spread the truth. It's important that we graciously and lovingly, but firmly and boldly share the truth. There are people out there, they're on the fence. They're looking for truth. They're looking for guidance on some things. Please do your part. We'll be right back.
Here today, not alone, with my memories. Life is strange.
Was going out.
Folks, welcome back. Talking to John Zmirak. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. There's only one person we have on here every week as a regular guest, and that's John Zmirak. John, I wish we could have you on more than once a week. Honestly, you write about so many things. Let's talk about your articles at stream.org with regard to the Second Amendment.
Yeah, because last week, the pro-life decision, the pro-Constitution decision, might obscure the day before's Constitution-affirming decision, which was the case was Bruin. Again, it was New York State's unconstitutional anti-gun laws getting overturned by the Supreme Court because they violate the Second Amendment.
Now, wait, this is the state, not the city.
Right. The cities are also probably included.
But somebody like me who lives in New York City, you know, I'm under the impression that it's almost impossible to get a gun
But those laws are unconstitutional. And now the state and the city are scrambling to try to make up new laws that they can maybe get away with to continue to strip New Yorkers of their Second Amendment rights. I just want to reaffirm people to realize what the court decision said was the Second Amendment is actually in the Bill of Rights. It comes second. It's in there. It has never been repealed. It is just as literal and means what it says the same way the other amendments do. So just like religious freedom and freedom of the press are fundamental rights that the Constitution recognizes come from God and the government protects, gun rights are the same kind of right. They're fundamental rights. They're not privileges like having a pilot's license or having a license to shoot fireworks off in New York Harbor. They're a fundamental right, like voting, like having jury trials, like practicing your religion freely. That is something the left has been lying about for 50 years, but it is the case. And if you read books like The Founder's Second Amendment by Stephen Halbrook, you'll see the founders said as much. Both the Federalists and the Democrat Republicans, the one thing they agreed about was gun rights were crucial because you have the right to protect yourself. You don't have to wait for the state to come draw a chalk line around your body. You have a right to protect yourself against crime. At the time, it was against Indian attacks. You also have the right to protect yourself against a tyrannical government. And one founder after another said, the only way we know this system we're setting up at the Constitution is going to last and won't become a tyranny is because we have citizens armed, citizens militias. They created America at Lexington and Concord. They preserved it through the Revolutionary War. They will preserve America from ever being a tyrannical government. It's as if they had a time machine, because in the 20th century, from 1900 to 1990, 170 million civilians were murdered by their governments, not including war. That leaves war out. This is intentional murder of citizens by their governments. 170 million people murdered, according to the genocide scholar R.J. Rummel. Look up the book Death by Government. It gives you all the statistics. And the only thing these people had in common, we're talking Cambodians, Czechs, Jews, Rwandans, Tutsis, the one thing they had in common, they'd been disarmed by their government first. Our founders, as if they had a crystal ball, 150 years before this happened, said we cannot have a disarmed citizenry or we will not have a free country. So that's why, as I always say, no Second Amendment, no First. And a lot of people don't realize, and I'm finishing a book on this subject, our founders directly connected religious freedom to gun rights. In fact, the Second Amendment is lifted almost verbatim from the 1690 English Bill of Rights. And in the English Bill of Rights, it's directly connected that you have to have gun rights so that you can have religious freedom. And that's why our founders put religious freedom and press freedom and gun rights together at the beginning of the Bill of Rights. One comes first, one comes second. You don't really have free speech and free religion if the state can just bully you at will with no consequences. And look at countries like Australia and New Zealand and Canada, where they gave up their gun rights. They got locked in their homes under COVID. They got crushed by horses on peaceful demonstrations against the mandatory vaccine. Those are not free countries anymore. It's no accident that the first thing Hitler did was seize all the guns. The first thing Lenin, Castro, Mao Zedong, the first thing they did was collect all the guns. That is the dead giveaway. You are dealing with a tyrant who wants to treat you like a veal calf in a pen.
Well, it's vital that we understand these things because I think, again, John, you know, you and I have grown up in an America where things have been so good. Most Americans have taken their eyes off the ball and we've drifted and drifted and drifted. And we have given up more and more and more of our liberties. And there's more and more ignorance, really. And so we don't have a robustly educated population that understands these things, that understands what it means to live free, which we used to understand in our past. And as a result of that, we've come to this crossroads. If people don't wake up now, it's over. And I put my I blame the churches, most of all. They're supposed to be the conscience of the state. Of course, I have a book coming out called Letter to the American Church, where I deal with this. It used to be the pulpits in America that were at the forefront of helping people understand what is God's idea of freedom. How do we live it out? And that's why we're here now. But it's time for people to wake up. Some people are waking up. If we don't wake up, it's over.
Sometimes our churches do get in the way. I mean, my own church. Nancy Pelosi was denied Holy Communion by her own local bishop because she's an abortion fanatic. She went to Rome and the Pope gave her the Pope's Mass. They gave her communion. He was photographed with her yesterday. I am sick to my stomach. I just the very sight of that man, Frankie goes to the. I call him Frankie Goes to the Vatican. Relax, don't do it.
Frankie says relax. Well, we're basically out of time, John. Thank you, folks. Please go to stream.org. Find John's articles, Zmirak, Z-M-I-R-A-K. Share them with your friends. Share these videos with your friends. Again, if you sign up at ericmetaxas.com for our newsletter, we send you these videos. It's vital we all do our part and spread these ideas. It really is vital. Everything is at stake. John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric.
Folks, literally today, over the weekend, this week, we're celebrating the 4th of July. This is the time we celebrate Independence Day. It is one of the most amazing things, 1776. I've written about it in my book, If You Can Keep It. I recommend the book, not because I wrote it. I wrote it to get these ideas out to my fellow Americans. We've got to understand what we have is amazingly beautiful and fragile and important, and we need to defend it and fight for it and spread these ideas around the world and certainly spread them in our communities. We need to keep the Republic. Albin, what do you have to say about this issue of 1776?
Well, this is the anniversary of it's 246 years. So if you get an 82-year-old guy, okay, today, and go back to the day that he was born, on that date, you find another 82-year-old guy, you go back to the day he was born, and on that date, you go find another 82-year-old guy. That's three 82-year-old guys back to back to back. You get to 1776, and that shows you just how young this country is. Three back-to-back 82-year-olds.
My father's 95. We don't even need it. We don't even need an 82-year-old. If we get my dad, we can get somebody who's in his 70s.
Out of the water.
In his 70s. No, it is really, it is an amazing thing that, look, there are people, there's a video you looked at it the other day. I saw it. There's a guy, this was in the 50s on TV, an old man remembering being 5 years old, sitting in the theater the day Lincoln was shot, hearing the shot, seeing John Wilkes Booth. I mean, this was in the 50s. This just happened for many of us. There's so many things like that. History is so beautiful and it's so important. So I just want to say, folks, as we celebrate this important day, this important time, 246 years ago, it is vital that we take time out to learn our history, to celebrate our history. I don't know what to say other than I wrote a whole book about it, because once I really understood this, which was quite late in life, I flipped out. I said, I cannot believe I didn't understand this before. It wasn't taught. You're not getting it from Hollywood movies. It's not in the culture very much. We need to get these ideas out. How do we keep the Republic? So my book is titled, If You Can Keep It, The Forgotten Promise of American Liberty. But this is these ideas are exciting when you understand them. And I feel like for most of our history as a country, we've been excited about these ideas. We've taught these ideas. We've put them into movies, and Frank Capra put them into his movies. And in our lifetimes, Albin, most of this has been lost. And I want to say, folks, the truth is always the truth. You can never really lose it. You can forget about it, but it's always there. And the truth of the greatness of this country, what this country has meant to people through the centuries, to people like my mother and father who got choked up when they passed the Statue of Liberty in the 50s, when they had the privilege of coming to this country and raising kids in this country. That's something that it never really goes away. We can just take our eyes off of it, but we need to celebrate it. We've just got a couple of commercials to do here, and then we're done. Nutramedics.com, the entire month of July, everything 30% off with the code Eric. Everything 30% off with the code Eric. Folks, that's huge. They decided to do it for every product. Use the code Eric, Nutramedics.com. Take advantage of that. Also, please go to SalemNow.com. Lots of spectacular movies to see there. The Matter of Life.com. The Matter of Life is one of the movies at SalemNow.com. If you want to celebrate America, there are all kinds of things at SalemNow.com. 2,000 Mules is there. God bless you all, and God bless America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.